Can you talk a little bit about some of the recent research developments that you think are most important for an oncologist to know about in this field?
Well, I think the biggest development has been the use of what are called targeted agents. We now see that cetuximab and EGFR antagonists are coming into the clinic in a big way. The radiation cetuximab data is intriguing. It's still difficult to substitute that for the traditional chemoradiotherapy program simply because there's only one good study, whereas there are multiple studies showing that cisplatinum is more effective than radiation alone as a radiation sensitizer. There is going to be, over the next 3 or 4 years, the integration of cetuximab into the chemotherapy and the chemoradiotherapy programs in a more robust fashion, which I think will be productive. Interestingly enough, at ASCO, the ERTC presented a study of platinum 5-FU and cetuximab versus platinum 5-FU alone for recurrent disease as first-line therapy, demonstrating a significant improvement in survival, a 35% improvement in survival from 7.5 months median to 10 months median. So this is the first time ever in head and neck research that a combination of drugs was shown to be superior to any other combination for recurrent disease. That's because it's hard to demonstrate improvements in recurrent disease in general, because once the cells become resistant, the patients pretty much pass away, and most of the therapies haven't been as robust. It's only when we get into these three-drug regimens that we start to see, and particularly with a targeted non-cross-resistant drug like cetuximab, that we start to see an additive effect. Now, that study didn't address the issue as to whether you could give it sequentially and get the same survival advantage in palliative care. But it does tell us that in the induction setting, where complete response is important in going forward with the radiation, and in the induction setting prior, that this kind of combination might actually give us a leg up in terms of the responses we're seeing in cancers. And it's associated with a marginal increase in toxicity, which can be moderated by a reduction in some of the other more toxic drugs, particularly the 5-fluorouracil, perhaps.
We've been kind of frustrated trying to find predictors of response to a lot of agents, including cetuximab in a bunch of tumors, particularly colon cancer. What about in head and neck?
There's absolutely no indication that any marker will tell us what a patient will do with cetuximab. The best marker is the bedside test. If the patient develops a rash, then they're going to have a better response to any of the drugs that we've seen, although I'm not clear that that's as true with cetuximab as it is with gefitinib or Tarceva.